Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos. And of course, we have Christina Lou with us.
We should have our breaks recorded.
The what?
We should have our breaks recorded.
Oh, that's true, too. that's the real juice of these shows. But we're going to continue on with talking about financial advisors and the importance during an emotional period like we're having right now due to coronavirus. But actually, I'm going to send it back to Peter, my partner.
Hi. I want to circle back to two things. One, John just talked about something called broker check. It sounded a little ambiguous because he wasn't detailed on how to get there. And I also want to go back to what Otto said before about, you know, being in sales, you have this misnomer about, you know, somebody thinks, oh, you're in sales, right away you're picturing that used car guy. Anyway, what John was talking about with broker check, that is an online tool for the consumer, for the investor. You can go on a FINRA website, that's F-I-N-R-A. It's an arm of the SEC, which really governs our industry now. That's FINRA, F-I-N-R-A. Or you can just Google anyone's name in the financial securities industry, and something called broker check will come up, and you will see that person's record. I think we are one of the most highly scrutinized industries in the country. You can tell if somebody ever had a an investor complaint about them. Anything that ever had to go on record is on that website. It's amazing. So if something happened 10, 15 years ago and there was a dispute with a client, the results of that dispute will be shown. Everything will be shown. It's clearly stated on broker check. So that's to answer your question before. Like, what questions do you ask the financial advisor? You're interviewing someone to manage your money. You could also do that on your own and find out exactly what licenses that advisor has, what states he's registered in, and if there's any, you know, God forbid, if there's any complaints against that person. You know, it would be nice if we could do that with doctors and attorneys and teachers and, you know, almost all businesses, but we're not there yet.
Producers.
That's a whole nother conversation. Now, going back to what you were saying before about the comparison to used car salesperson, the biggest thing in the last few years that we have come under scrutiny, and I mean our industry, is fees. And from everywhere, from the individual investor to retirement plans to insurance people, everything from annuities to mutual funds to exchange traded funds, fees have become a very big issue because people started to realize that fees do eat into returns and performance. But let's face it, nobody's going to work for free. People have to get paid for their expertise. I mean, you know, it's like, I'll compare it. When you go to a dentist or a doctor or an attorney, the first thing you're going to, you know, beyond the health insurance, after that, you're not going to ask them what they actually make or what they're going to charge. You're going to there for your health first. It's the same thing for the financial health. The fees have to be within reason. Most people these days, most firms, and most people in John and myself's position do not charge commissions anymore. Everything is fee-based, annualized. So I'm going to be arbitrary right now. I'm not saying this is what we charge, but it's around there depending on what we're doing. Let's just say we charge 1% a year to manage someone's portfolio, whether it's $100,000 or $1 million. It's a set fee. So now that set fee is going to include everything. There's not going to be a commission. There's not going to be something called a ticket charge. You're not going to be nickel and dime. It's going to give you internet access. It's going to give you clear statements. It's going to give you as many trades as you want a year. If we have to rebalance and we have to make 50 trades in 1 month, there's no extra fees for it. If we go 7 months without doing anything inside the account, but we're talking once a week, we're meeting once a month, we're meeting once a quarter, whatever it is, everything's included. So going back to what you were saying early in the conversation, and we're talking about costs and everything, that should be a bit of a signal. Because we mentioned how sometimes people just want to sell proprietary products. If you're old school and you'd rather pay commissions and you don't want to do a fee-based, that's fine too. It may not be for everybody, but the majority these days is fee-based because, once again, it protects the consumer. We don't, when you're doing a fee, I'm sorry, you have a question, Otto?
Yeah, I do. If, when you say 1% of portfolio, what would you consider the portfolio? Like, you know, whatever is invested through you?
And yeah,
And at what point in time? Like the value changes?
It's a great question. It's annualized. So let's just say, make it round numbers. Someone has a $100,000 account with us. And let's just say there's no growth and there's no loss. Let's just say it's $100,000 throughout the year and maybe ups and downs in the middle. So 1%, that client is going to get charged $1,000 a year. That's 1%. But they're going to get charged $250 a quarter, $250 every quarter. So to be fair, the billing on that, this is almost industry standard. The billing will be on the first of the quarter throughout the year, to be fair. They get charged four times a year at an annualized rate, whatever that rate is.
Right.
Okay. Is that clear?
Yeah.
On the first quarter, it could be $100,000. On the second quarter, you could have $90,000, which means you wouldn't be paying as much.
Right.
On the third quarter, your account could be $125,000.
Right.
So you're paying, you know, so at the end of the year, it's a cumulative number.
Okay.
So it's not, you know, whatever you start with at the end of the year, you have three changes during the year, technically.
Right.
So on March 31st, the following day, they're going to charge you on the value of the night before.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
You have to have some kind of time frame. Go up and down.
And then the other thing too, with the fees, and you know, I guess what, we happen to be a partnership and we work perfectly together, better than most in my mind. But I tend to go to visit people more, to be honest with you, at the houses, and there's no fees, and that's my personality. Peter is more in-house because he knows the computer, he knows the trading. I don't know how to put orders in, to be honest with you. So, I mean, if you call me up and said you want to buy 100 shares or something, I have to go to Peter. And then together we go to pension plans. So, but that's how it works. You got to come up with a system that works for you and us as your advisors, who does what the best. A person who wants to discuss a new stock is going to talk to Peter. And then Peter will look into it. Go ahead, Adam.
Well, no, your next degree then should be in computer science.
No, it ain't happening. That's why I'm the last one on this Zoom every week. It's, oh my God, I can't cope. I'm happy I know how to deal with my phone, and that's giving me a hard time.
It's like my friend Dennis, who we talked about before. Dennis was a very smart guy. And I actually was with him, you know, you met him on the radio.
Yeah, no, he was Dennis, the fellow who died. He was on the radio.
We called him Digital Denny, all right? He just couldn't get it as far as that goes. And near the end, you know, he couldn't go out too often anymore because he had the two prosthesis legs.
I remember that.
He couldn't drive and the whole bit. So I would go there like once a week and we'd have lunch. I'd pick up a sandwich. And the mission was always to teach him. He wanted to learn more about Facebook and Gmail, all right? And every time I went, I said, Dennis, what's your username and your password? Call Nancy. So that's his daughter. So I called Nancy. She doesn't know either. So I said, okay, we got to start over again. So I must have started over with him four or five times. He just wasn't going to get it, you know? And you're not in that category. You're like,
no, it's right. Fine, but there's a lot of people in there. You know, you honestly, and I've said this to Peter about Otto, what you do with putting the pictures together, you know, for your family and stuff, you are so computer savvy. I mean,
well, I like it. I like it, and I sold it, and in order to sell it, you had to really understand, in my
opinion. That's true, too.
You had to understand the concepts, and if you understood the concepts, then you could work your way through. And I think that's the big thing with technology, is we make a big mystery out of it, but If you understand the concept behind what you're trying to do, then it's not so mysterious. You know, you have to instinctively look at the buttons on the board and whatever.
There's a little bit of a fear factor there too. People definitely didn't grow up with it. People who didn't get into it slowly are scared because it's so different. And there's no good tutorials on it. You know, it's not like somebody took a basic class on it. It's just kind of thrown at them.
Yeah, I know people say, well, let me write that down. Okay, you can write that down, but it's going to change tomorrow. You know,
I'll give you an example of John's expertise. There have been times when our office manager will come in and say, do me a favor, go onto your computer for a second. I got to look at something. And John will say, geez, I'm having trouble turning it on. He says, why? He says, I haven't turned it on in 3 weeks. I'm not making that up. I mean, that's happened many times.
We have to keep changing our passwords. Mine change before I even get to use it sometimes because I haven't turned the computer on. But whatever. Hey, this is not sounding too good. Let's move on to a different topic. And you talk about computers because we're going there for 5 minutes. And it's important for seniors and to keep track of stuff. But you take the young children to my grandkids. My God, they know how to use the phone. They have my code so that when I'm around, they take my phone, they open it up, and they'll make a call to somebody. It's amazing. Taking this back to the conversations we're having, it's important for an advisor to understand the level of sophistication of the person they're dealing with. Because if you're a paper-only person, then that's fine. They send you the paper, and once a quarter, we go over and we'll go over paper by paper. And there's other people that don't want any paper sent to them. They're on the computer. So they'll have a conversation. It's like, John, there's no reason to come by. I'm looking at everything. Let's give me a call and we'll talk like we're talking today. And others can't do it. They want the piece of paper. They file it. We have one woman we go to a couple of times a year. I mean, she's got like 4 years. I said, you don't need them. Throw them away. But everything is in folders and marked with pencils and yellow markers and green markers. But that's, you know, and she, what was it, 92? 92 years old. That's what she, now guess what? It's not my place and I'm not going to fight it because I'm not the computer person. If that's what you want, we go there, have a cup of tea or something. And, you know, she enjoys the company. And it's not our goal. Our goal is to keep her comfortable, keep her happy with what she has. And whatever she needs to live off, she knows that she can access it whenever she wants it, which is the most important thing. I see we're getting ready for another break, which we're going to take. And then we'll come back with our last segment with Peter. So you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.